Dog mushing has seen a lot of change in the Bristol Bay region. It's been a few years since communities like Dillingham, New Stoyahawk, Equauk, or Koliganek have been able to host races. KDLG's Avery Lill talked to local mushers about why fewer people are keeping dogs in the area.
You can hear the dog yards in New Stoyahawk before you can see them. Dozens of canines howl, excited by the sound of a snow machine pulling up to the kennel.
Dozer and your lady, Angel, Muckluck, and Yana, Penny, Ginger.
John Hansen Jr. is one of four dog mushers in New Stoyahawk, probably the most active mushing community in a region that has watched participation in the tradition dwindle.
These other mushers are elderly mushers, and they were in it for 40, 50, 60 years or more. And I don't see any young mushers around in the Bristol Bay region, getting involved in dog mushing.
Part of the reason, he tells me, is dogs take a lot of work. Hansen collects food scraps from neighbors every day. The aroma of fish and moose guts in the steel drum where he cooks the dog's food is pungent. When there's snow, he runs the dogs on a sled. When there isn't, the dogs pull him on a four-wheeler. The recent lack of good snow has been the other main problem for mushers.
They say there's more snow a long time ago. They talk about lots of snow and colder.
For Hansen, caring for dogs is a full-time job. He lives on money from sponsors and dividend checks from the state's permanent fund and Native Corporation. But it's an uncertain income. This year, Hansen has struggled to find sponsors in the area. It's been a few years since weather has allowed a race in Bristol Bay, and he's not optimistic that this year will be any better. Without races, people and business in the area are less interested in sponsoring local mushers. So he looks to other parts of Alaska, like the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, to sponsor his team and his travel to their races. He'll be traveling to the Kuskokwim, where he says not only are there plenty of races, but interest is growing. Local mushers say that the sport has been on the decline in Bristol Bay well before the years of light snow. Kyle Bolek keeps three old mushing dogs in Dillingham. His dogs might be 12 years old, but they still love to pull. As they cut their way through the frosty tundra, he says he feels at home with his dogs, outside of a snow machine's bubble of noise and exhaust. Bolek has run a few races, but he says he started keeping dogs more for the history of it. He likes the idea that before it was a sport, many families in the area kept dogs as draft animals for travel and hauling.
You know, everybody had dogs because that's what they had to have. That's how they got around. That's how they hauled wood. That's how they went hunting. That's how they traveled. That's how they did everything. You know, when I was growing up here in the, 70s and 80s and 90s, there were dog yards all over the place.
Better roads and more snow machines turned dog sledding into more of a hobby than a necessity. Bolek also believes that the decline can be attributed to a time in the 70s when people first began importing dogs for racing.
When guys first started importing dogs, they imported all the other things that came with dogs, and among that was disease. And so there were massive die-offs in the villages. Some guys lost their entire genetic line to parvo and distemper. That sort of coincided with snow machines becoming available, and that double whammy really, really hit things hard.
Dog teams might be louder, messier, and more time-consuming than snow machines, and you can't throw a tarp on them when the snow melts. But Hansen and Bolek are among a dozen or so holdouts working to keep the tradition alive in Bristol Bay. If Mother Nature cooperates and Dillingham is able to host their annual race at the Spring Beaver Roundup, some younger residents could be inspired to step onto sleds of their own. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.